Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The misconception that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis the concept of prophethood is the issue mentioned specifically in a Quranic verse as per which sin has been ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, there is a specific verse in the Quran which says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be forgiven his past and his future sins. Now, of course, the question which arises is that if this is the case, then what is the nature of the sin committed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to which the Quran very explicitly says that they shall be forgiven? In Surah Fatah, the words are "Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min zambika wa ma ta'akhkhara," which of course mean that God says that I have granted this open victory to you, and the consequence of this would be that all your past and previous, or your past and future sins shall be forgiven. So the question arises that what sort of sins were they which the Quran is referring to? And of course, since this can become a cause of great misconception, and it already has, so it needs to be clarified, it needs to be understood very clearly what these sins refer to. Now, if we study the Quran, and specifically the various accounts of the prophets of God mentioned in the Quran, and specifically the account of the Prophet Muhammad mentioned in the Quran, we find that the nature of their blemishes or the nature of their mistakes do not at all are of the category of following their own base desires. They, if at all they can be classed as sins, then the actual meaning is that they, while being overzealous for the cause of truth, they commit certain things which are, of course, not warranted. They constitute an overbalanced attitude. They do not come under the right and balanced attitude. And at times, because of pursuing the cause of truth and with very sincere intentions, certain acts emanate from them, which of course need to be corrected. And these are the sins which the Quran refers to here in this verse of Surah Fatah. Now, if we study the Quran, we'll find a few instances which have been clearly referred to in the Quran. For example, we know that in Surah Tahrim, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is referred to that he had prohibited certain things, a certain thing on himself, which was absolutely allowed by the Almighty, and the Almighty said, "Lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak." Why is it that you have forbidden a certain thing on yourself merely to please your own wives? And whereas the fact of the matter is that that particular thing has been allowed to you. Now, of course, this is something which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he had done something like this, he'd had to be corrected, because since he had to become an example for the Ummah, so therefore any person like or dislike in this manner would have caused a great commotion and great effect on the rest of the people. So he was corrected here. Similarly, we know that the hypocrites would come to him and they would make certain excuses so that they could be left out of jihad. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of his own graciousness, would allow them to be left behind. And at this, we know that the Quran has very very lovingly chided him by saying, "Afallahu anka lima azinta lahum." May God forgive you. Why did you give them permission to stay behind? So it's like telling him that these hypocrites, they would make lame excuses to stay away from jihad, and the Prophet, out of his own graciousness, would allow them to do so. And the Almighty did not like this, so therefore he lovingly chided the Prophet and told him that he should not have allowed them to stay behind. So if we analyze all these instances, and as well as other instances in the lives of the other prophets of God, we'll find that all these mistakes or blemishes do not emanate because they are following their base desires. They emanate because these prophets of God, they are overzealous for the cause of the truth. And being overzealous and over-enthusiastic in this matter, at times they do not maintain a balanced attitude, and therefore they need to be corrected, since their personalities have to become examples for the rest of the Ummah. So it needs to be understood that the zamb or sin which this verse of Surah Fatah ascribes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to these very mistakes and blemishes, which are in themselves they are not the result of any insincerity. They are absolutely the result of a very sincere person who, in his enthusiasm and zeal to present the message of Islam, at times exceeds limits and has to be corrected. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.